from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we've got street musicians on stage, a brainy songwriter, and country music royalty. David Wiegand and I are the prince and the pauper. I won't say who's who. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
Let's start with a brilliant songwriter.
All I want in this life of mine, someone to take my hand. Walk with me side by side. All I need in this world of tears is someone to give me time and love without fear.
That's a pretty song, Love Without Fear by Dan Wilson from his new album of the same name. And he's kind of the ultimate singer-songwriter, but also a great collaborator.
He really is. He's collaborated with a whole bunch of people. I mean, some of them sort of unlikely, like Josh Groban. I'm not holding that against him. But
right. Dixie Chicks and Adele as well.
Yeah, so it's kind of everything. But he also is a terrific solo artist and performs with the band Semisonic, and also had a band called Trip Shakespeare for a while. He's paid his dues in the indie music circuit, but he's a really, really great singer-songwriter. I just want to listen to him.
Dan Wilson plays the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco tonight. And the city is blessed with lots of music, but a lot of it costs big bucks. Here's a series of Sunday concerts that are free. It's the opening of the Stern Grove Music Festival, starting with a couple of veteran R&B singers.
That's right. It starts with Patti Austin and Smokey Robinson this Sunday. But one of the things I noticed is that this is a particularly hip program for the 77th season of Stern Grove, which is free on Sunday afternoons. Rufus Wainwright, Darlene Love, Alan Stone is on the 29th. Alan Stone, you just can't get hipper than Alan Stone. So good for them. They're branching out a lot more in their programming, which is cool.
The Stern Grove Music Festival opens Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. in San Francisco. That's our cheap thrill. It's free. Bring a picnic and warm clothes. And now music from a band that's like a melting pot of Bay Area music. Every jazz combo should have a Kodo player. I think that's Shirley Morimoto on Kodo, and that band is the Murasaki Ensemble. They're so Bay Area, they're celebrating 25 years playing together.
Yeah, they are, and it's really great. I mean, they do traditional Japanese music as well as blues, Arab dance, jazz funk, everything. It really, you know, it's a complete sort of world jazz music mashup.
The Murasaki Ensemble takes over the Oakland Asian Cultural Center from 4 till 7 Sunday afternoon for their 25th anniversary concert. A young immigrant woman takes an interest in a talented but very frustrated musician working the streets of Dublin. They fall in love. It's not a big story, but it's had a huge impact on the screen and on Broadway in the film and musical Once. And we got to see a touring version of that last night, David.
We did. We actually sat together.
I know.
The Do List.
A rare thing. So we both saw it. I thought the romantic longing was laid on a bit thick, but I love the music.
I love the music, and I love the performers quite a bit. I actually did the review in today's paper if you want more of my thoughts. But, you know, the book can be slow in places, but by the second act, you get that emotional payoff that you know is coming.
We're talking about the musical Once. It continues at the Curran Theater in San Francisco through July 13th. And let's finish with a woman with a long history in country music.
There's a little black train coming, and it may be here tonight. Go tell that bald lady, all dressed in the world of pride, the Death Star train is coming.
That's Carlene Carter off her new CD, Carter Girl. A great song, I think, from a woman who has struggled sometimes to find her way
in the
music business.
Yeah.
But she's the daughter of June Carter and her first husband, the country singer Carl Smith.
That's right.
She's playing great music.
Well, she is really great. I remember seeing her years ago at the Great American Music Hall and deciding right then and there that she's almost one of my favorite Cash Carter family members. She is a she does rockabilly. She does, you know, kind of a purer country than Roseanne Cash. She's never had quite that level of success, but I think she does a great show, trust me.
Carlene Carter and her band play the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley Sunday night. And David, a shout out for an event you're involved with.
That's right. This Saturday night, I'm going to be the guest auctioneer at the Catherine Clark Gallery. This is a benefit for the Museum of Performance and Design. And Damian Smith, who's a retiring dancer from the San Francisco Ballet, is doing this thing where he creates action drawings by dancing with his feet. And that may sound kind of weird, but the resulting artwork, I've seen it done, is absolutely amazing. This is free. It's cheap thrill, obviously. And there will be many other surprises there, and this is a worthy cause to support.
Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on all these shows at kqed.org/thedolist.